listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table. On the last episode of 12 Gauge.
Official debrief in relation to G-Cell's Operation First Blackjack.
Yes.
Debrief concluded, get the fuck out.
We were near a body of water, and we let the gauges consume it.
We're gonna have to trawl that lake. Her name is Agent Angel, and she's a member of ASO. We have found it fit to provide mandatory special training for the four of you.
Firearms.
Go firearms, do it.
Enhanced interrogation.
Great craft. What's going on? But hey, how you doing, boss? And I just put a drink down.
I'm quiet. I'm just like, hey.
Unlike the end of last opera, this one ends with no cheers, no celebration. You all make your way home.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Hold on, what was the story?
All that happened, and then some dude teaches his son, who's right-handed, to throw left-handed. Then he goes to the NFL and gets concussed a bunch of times, and he's going to
die. He was born right-handed?
Yes. His dad was left-handed, and he wanted to not be the only not... He didn't want to be the only left-handed person in the family. So he forced Tua to learn to, like, do everything with his left hand.
I did not know that.
That's true.
And...
True story
and,
fact.
And...
I don't like that. That doesn't sit
I don't sit like that either. It how, does not sit right with me either.
How good would he be if he just threw a football with his dominant hand?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think he would, like, learn how to fall better if he wasn't, like, all fucking crossed over?
No. Well, no. So I think you can definitely be taught how to write with your right hand.
It's learned behavior.
It is learned behavior because, like, all the kids who naturally learned with their left hand during, like, the... Puritan ages, like, they thought the left hand was like the devil, so they forcibly taught those kids to write, and they were fine, they were all right, they weren't
NFL
fucked
football.
Up. I mean, they got beat up a lot, probably with, like, rulers.
Lake, cement brick, can you swim, bitch?
Ducks float.
Yeah, if she floats, she's cool, she can stick around.
No, if she floats, they kill her. If
oh
she,
yeah
if they,
no
if
that's
she
what
floats,
it is
they
die no matter what. Yeah, you're fucked. I love that
one girl. Who was she?
I can't remember her name, but I looked into this pretty extensively one time. Most of the hangings can be attributed to the testimony of one. It was like teenage girl.
But that's like the whole town of Salem and beyond.
The instances of hangings, not accusations.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think there were a lot of accusations because there was this, like, widespread panic.
How long did this whole thing even, like, take
place?
I don't think it was that long.
Like, I think it's just a cool story
years.
That we grab onto.
Yeah,
I feel like that was like a 100-year period.
No.
The Salem witch trials? That was like, yeah, that was like a big thing, no. But I feel... No.
Yeah, the one judge was overseeing hundreds of years.
Was it only one judge?
I don't know enough about it, and honestly, I don't really fucking give
can
a
I feel,
shit.
Though, can I say something stupid? I thought like the Salem witch... Knowing that it was in Massachusetts, every time I
say a lot of stupid things.
Fair.
What's new?
For the longest time, I thought that Salem, New Jersey was, like...
The Salem?
Yeah. Even Salem knowing County. It was in Salem, Massachusetts,
Salem
I was like,
County.
When can I go to Salem County to see these, like, crazy historical events?
I'd like to go to Salem, Massachusetts. I've never been.
That'd be cool.
I feel like it's really... It's gotta be pretty up there, no?
You've been, right, DJ? No, you never went? I thought you did.
I feel like Massachusetts
the
is
will
a
went.
State.
Yes,
will
burning
went.
Women did wonders for the environment.
We should hold a witch trial there, like, modern day.
It's actually, like, someone. They don't like to talk about it, but the EPA does have this thing they do where they just burn women to restore areas
it's
of land.
All the extra ash in the air,
yeah,
just
they
helps
don't,
with the fertilizer.
It's hush-hush, but it's real.
It's gotta what plants
her,
crave.
Gotta get her nitrogen somehow. Yeah. That's all it is.
Just fucking... You think, yeah, controlled burns, okay.
Listen, I'm never gonna speak out against not burning women. I think that it really kind of... I think it benefits society as a whole to burn women at the stake.
Wow, like, crazy. Let's just put it this way. If there was, like, two groups of people and the one group was like, don't burn the women, and then the other group was like, burn the women, I know what side I'd be standing on.
Elizabeth Hubbard. She was the 18-year-old niece and servant to Dr. William Griggs. She was the oldest of the original accusers, and she was the first to be legally old enough to testify during the trial. She testified against 29 people.
So she said 29 people were witches? All female or male too?
Nah, I think I think like 13 people were hanged in total, and I think like five of them. I think like five of them were men.
So wait, she was dry witching?
She was dry witching.
Like she pulled up on set and was like, "Nah, I ain't a witch. That motherfucker's a witch. That motherfucker's a witch." And she was just saving her set.
Yeah, meanwhile, she was
Yeah, meanwhile, she was like, "Try this elixir; it'll get you high."
It was all a fucking ploy to steal land from wealthy individuals. That's literally all it was. It was literally just a huge ploy to disenfranchise a selection of people who owned land. But they didn't really do shit like that because I don't think that Salem's pumping out like manufacturing plants or anything like that.
They didn't have like a steel plant there.
No, what did they do with it?
They're building tanks.
Yeah, a fucking sack of shit. Which is... trust them.
There's been a culture shift around that, too.
Yeah, that too, where it's like, we are the women of the witches you forgot to burn. Like, that kind of shit. You know what I'm talking about, though?
I hate it, dude.
Right.
It drives me nuts.
Wait, what?
So, there is a intersection of several sects of spiritualism, namely... this concept of like Wiccanism and paganism that kind of originated from, you know, the Salem witch trials, that kind of got romanticized, bastardized, came to form and eventually coalesced with astrology, which I don't think anyone at this table is surprised to hear.
Yeah.
That I subscribe to the notion.
I found out about like Wiccanism because I met this girl. And she said that she
did
was
she break
a,
your heart?
She thought she was. She said she was a Wiccan. I thought she really just fucked with the John Wick movies, bro.
this coalition of multiple different schools of thought on spiritualism has kind of been, you know, I don't want to say whitewashed because it was just white people to begin with, but it's been definitely like toned down a lot. Deconcentrated into a point where it's just like these girls on TikTok who just like put on black makeup and like read tarot cards and shit.
I hate it.
Which is fine, like that's cool if that's your bag, but like the core of these spiritualistic beliefs actually I think hold some sort of merit in some instances. I think that any kind of spiritualism or even religion for that matter do carry some sort of significance. Like anyone can pull significance out of anything, and so to kind of boil it down to this and use it almost as like a personality trait is kind of gross to me, I think.
I agree.
But with that being said, I do believe in astrology. There was a full moon last night, and I was fucking. Oh, it was all goaded up.
His shit's
fucking,
still red.
Dude,
could you imagine bringing a girl home, though, and it's like, yeah, she's cool. She's really cute. She just, you know, every night she just boils a big pot of soup and yells words about it.
Dude, I'll tell you. I will tell you with the God's honest truth. This is me laid bare, exposed for the world to know. Whenever I feel weird and like I feel like something's off, I always look at the fucking moon cycle and it's always a full moon. Like, that can't be a coincidence. If I do that 7, 8, 9, 10 times, like, that can't be a coincidence.
Back at my old job, we had a thing. Whenever we had a day with, like, a bunch of fucked up customers, we would check the moons. It was always a full moon.
It's a full moon, dude.
Joe sitting in his bed, he gets a weird feeling that something's off and he wades through the
you ever heard
sea of cans on the floor to the window to go look at the moon. Why do I feel weird? And then he passes the other 13 cans he finished that night.
It's true.
It's the moon.
It's true.
It's not these 14 beers.
Just talk over him. You got to stop doing that. You look to me like I'm like the director,
I'm trying to talk to you, and I'm waiting.
Just yell louder than him, and you'll win. Because the only reason that he gets any concourse in this conversation is because he goes like this and talks really loud.
I don't even remember what I was gonna say. It's all good.
He's talking louder. He's right.
It's how it works.
You're a moon guy. You're not like a, oh, you're a Leo, and like, oh, well, my Sagittarius is out of whack this week.
I mean, I'm a Cancer.
Yeah.
Scorpio moon, Libra rising.
None of these words are in the Bible, by the way.
I mean, I do find some validity in it. And you know what? At the end of the day, and it's the same approach that I take to religion, is this idea that, so every, I won't even say every day, maybe like every 3 days, I'll check my horoscope and it'll give me advice and stuff like that. And I'll say, hey, you know, at this point in your life, you're really trying to focus on blah, 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 blah. And I'll read that and I'll try to take as much of it to heart and try to compare it to my life as much as I can. I know that it's not always, you know, completely accurate. And I'm like, I'm not having family issues right now because I'm not. But every single source of advice that you get from spiritualism or religion has some validity that you can take from it, because at the end of the day, it will give you advice on shit that you probably weren't thinking about a moment before. So if my horoscope tells me that I should take care of my friends and try to, you know, treat particular relationships because they're strained, I'm going to do that. And whether or not that actually has any real spiritual connection and that's like a real thing, that's still sound advice regardless. I take that approach to astrology. It's the same way I take the approach to religion, where, you know, religious texts and religious books give you advice on how to do certain things. And even though maybe God isn't real, maybe Jesus wasn't real, maybe Jesus didn't walk on water, all that kind of stuff, those teachings in the Bible still hold validity because they are good advice. It's the same thing with astrology for me personally. That's how I approach it.
Magnetic field is always around the curl.
So Delta Green.
Right hand. Sorry.
No, put that down. We're gonna talk about quantum mechanics now. Tando, can I please
have a recap of the last session?
Fuck. I wanted him to change the particles in the air.
Yeah, there was a shorter way to get to where we did it, and that was the difference between like a B and an A. We just, you know, I think we did it right. We just took a while.
We left the loose end was the gator for sure.
That was a very big loose
end. That's the one loose
well,
end.
I'm glad it's there.
No, so like, and that's why like I chose in the moment to tell the truth about it, because like if you think about it, like, I mean, they have that, they, he said he would
get
eradicate the lake, and it's like if we don't tell them, it's like the only way we find out is if
Godzilla comes back.
The gator tells us.
So we have just completed Ideasthesia by Eric Allen. He's an author who I respect deeply. He submitted this to one of the Delta Green mailing list shotgun scenario contests that they hold. And it placed. And I was in love with this scenario the second I first read it. The way that it is structured, I feel, is very moving, and I feel like the effects that it would have on agents both who are new to the program and old to the program are kind of the same, which I love. This scenario was crafted very, very well. The content that I had to run it was very, very, very deep. I had a lot of resources that I could pull from. Any other questions? Because this is your official debrief with your handler about this scenario. I think it's a great scenario. I think that everything behind it, Thomas Meyer coming up with this random sequence of, you know, random numbers that just pops out this thing that has some effects that you guys still aren't completely aware of. I love that. I think that it's really, really cool. I think that it ties into like current themes of AI in like our world today that are really poignant and kind of carry some weight. The general concept and then the whole feel about it, although you guys did not explore everything behind it, I think that it's still a really, really great scenario. And it was one of the reasons, and I always had this picked as our second scenario. Our first was always going to be Last Things Last. Our second was always going to be this, Ideasthesia by Eric Allen.
What percentage would you say we investigated into
70?
This? Okay.
Maybe 75.
Okay. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, the AI stuff really brings up the question, like, is it actually AI or is it something like, you know, deeper
in? I think that's a big thing.
I mean, there's got to be something.
I think that's where we fell short, was the AI side of it.
Really makes you wonder what Allen Iverson knows about sense.
I was just going to say the loose end is some dude named, like, you know, Alan Idris. Just, like, has been emailing him recipes. Yeah.
No, it's just, it's 1,000 monkeys on a typewriter.
He's
there's a room with 1,000 monkeys.
AI finally spits something out, and it's just like this dude emailing him, like, what are you trying to mix in vanilla and bourbon? The dude's just like a terrorist from India or something.
I mean, and
terrorist organization.
I will say, I mean, completely like peeling back the curtain here, you guys didn't interact with, you didn't miss any NPCs. You didn't miss any locations. You guys did what you had to do.
Old team rules.
So, G-Cell, freshly disembarked from Operation Ideasthesia, finds themselves back home, trying to ground themselves, trying to find what it is they left. We're going to step into vignettes, a familiar place, trying to come back home. Now, we're going to go around the table, go through your guys' vignettes. Does anyone want to go first? Woof. We're taking it to the dice. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What am I?
2.
Yes.
Galleon. Your plane touches down. Disembark, gather your luggage. What does your drive home, first contact back with Lily, look like?
Significantly less enthusiastic than the last one.
Gotcha.
I'm coming home, I'm tired, I'm beat. Mentally, not really there.
Okay.
Happy to see her, but...
One of the things that she does ask, probably a few moments after you come in the door, is, how did the interview go?
Not great.
Oh.
No, not too great. It was lengthy, and it was intense, and I don't think I was ready for it. That's and, you know, maybe I didn't want it enough. Maybe I kind of like where we are.
She kind of like looks off despondent for a second before turning into a smile, grabbing you and hugging you close, whispers in your ear. Me too. That night, do you do anything specific?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I am trying my damnedest on my personal computer. To tap into local Tampa news stations, seeing if I see anything about what was going on down there, or if I see any arrests of a one Ravenna Michels.
So that first night that you spend, you look into it, doing deep dives into it, you see mentions of explosions. You do see one mention of an arson at a one Bergamo restaurant. It doesn't name details, but it does mention that details will be forthcoming when they become available to the news station that you're looking at. That's the first night. You don't see anything beyond that.
Okay.
No mention of Ravenna Michels by name.
Okay.
So, I want to ask, how do the next 2 weeks go by?
Daddy's staying on the case.
Staying on the case. One of my favorites. So, I need you to, first of all, based off of the destruction of the Bergamo and the successful end of your mission, you are going to regain 1 point of sanity.
That was so weird.
What?
I guess my sanity hadn't been changed, or the last time it was changed was when something spilled on this sheet, because there was like a film over it as I was releasing it. It took me a while. Yes.
Okay. So now reduce a non-Delta Green bond by one. Your choice of how it acts out over these 2 weeks.
Reduced by one was Uncle Rob.
Okay. So tell me one, first of all, how you stay on the case, and two, how this affects your relationship with Uncle Rob.
Sure. Normally, in my spare time, using the resources I have at the university to research things that I know interest him, history, things that I know, this time I'm not doing that.
There is a moment where Lily does bring up that your Uncle Rob's been calling every other day since you've been gone. He's trying to get in contact with you. Said something about a flag.
Yeah. I'll get back to him. I'm swamped.
Sure.
Maybe pick up a couple of his calls. Mm-hmm. But really, really surface level. Really, really surface level.
In those calls, he does express the same interest that he mentioned on your previous call with him on your last vignette about this flag that he's looking into. And he kind of picks up that you're being a little bit short with him, but he doesn't give you any like flack or anything like that.
Just kind of like, yeah, Uncle Rob, you know, I gotta, you know, let me get back to it. I'll catch up with you a little bit later.
Get to it, boy. You do what you gotta do.
So a couple things I want to do in staying on the case.
Yes.
One, I want to keep very, very close tabs on news networks in Tampa, Florida. Two, I want to look through any and all archives regarding studies around the hyperintelligence and insects, arachnids, things like that. If there's any historical records or any references throughout history to really any species, I guess, showing hyperintelligence due to some sort of influence.
Gotcha. So we're going to take this in two parts.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, with the Tampa stuff, over these 2 weeks, you're diving into it, checking it maybe like twice a day, trying to keep on tabs. There is a moment where you see a listed article that mentions two deaths. A1 Ravenna and John Michels murdered in their home. The article itself is fairly short, mentions that the two of them were killed during a break-in. You read it, get to the last sentence, the last period, and the page itself refreshes, and the article is no longer found.
Holy shit. Refresh.
No mention of it whatsoever. Cute cats of Tampa. 15 cool recipes out of Tampa Bay. Nothing.
Nothing.
No mentions.
Any... Nothing about charges, nothing about...
Nothing. Wow. No mentions whatsoever. And then you go back to that previous mention of the explosion and any kind of mentions of arson or fire. No mentions whatsoever. Seems to have been scrubbed from the net.
Is it safe to say that I've been keeping notes on anything that I've had while I've been staying on the case?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. I'm taking handwritten notes in a personal notebook of everything that I found regarding this.
Okay. All right. And then so beyond
and then,
that.
And then beyond that, I would like to potentially do some research into any other Michelles in the Tampa Bay area who might be doing posts about a lost family member or
deep dive into social medias
or funeral notices in local papers.
Obituaries.
Yes.
So diving into that, beyond that, maybe this takes course over the next 2-3 days. Beyond that, no mentions whatsoever. No one with the last name Michelle's making any kind of Facebook posts or, you know, Instagram posts or anything like that. And no obits come up within any local newspaper whatsoever regarding A1 Ravenna or John Michels.
I don't like that. Pierce don't like that.
Pierce wanted to stay on the case.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Moving on to historical archives regarding...
Historical archives regarding hyperintelligence in insectoids. I need you to roll history for me.
Come on, I'm all out of program points, baby. The dice have been so bad tonight.
Oh my god. A 96 on a 63.
96 on a 63. There are no historical archives. There are no mentions. There are no journal entries. There are no fables. There are no mythos.
Can I switch my search around to anything I might have recovered in my studies around the symbols as they relate to potentially being next to engravings of animals or next to engravings of insects, or if similar artifacts showing insects were found in the same locations as these symbols?
Notably, across your 2 weeks of study, you come away with the conclusion that these symbols have no connection to insects, bugs, or animalia of any type, form, or factor.
God damn it. All right, I'm keeping all this in my notebooks. Once I feel like... Sounds like I'm hitting a dead end here.
It's extensive, so it's less of a dead end and more of expanding it to different subsects of your history.
Sure.
Knowledge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Once I feel like I've gone through everything that I have available at this time, I want to give Uncle Rob a call.
Okay. Bring, 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 bring. This is Robbie.
Uncle Rob.
Pierce. How you doing?
Good, good. I've had a doozy of a couple weeks, man. Doozy of a couple weeks. How are you? How's your, you said you were looking into a flag or something? What were you talking about?
Yeah, the flag I was telling you about. The, one from, my deployment.
Yeah, what about that? You wanted to talk about it. I haven't really had much time.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could do some digging on it, just because, you know, it's been bothering me a little bit.
Yeah, what is it? What's going on with the flag, Uncle Rob?
Well, the flag itself, you know, it's been digging into me. It's been digging into me, making its way into my dreams, dreaming about it.
You're dreaming about the
flag? Yeah, I'm dreaming about it a little bit. Dreams are funny. I know. They're funny. I told you they're funny. You know, dreams are kind of worming into me.
What happens in these dreams, Uncle Rob?
No, just the flag.
You just dream that you're looking at a flag? Is it waving? Is it...
No, it's just there. Close my eyes.
And you just see this flag?
Well, yes. It's hard to make heads or tails of it, you know, kind of like the way a coin flips when it comes up, all the way down, back on heads, and then it's in my head, in my dreams. You know what I mean?
Is there...
Did you look into it like I asked?
No, I didn't really get a chance to, Uncle Rob. What's on the flag again?
Well, it's got a white background, blue and red circles intersecting. And when they intersect in the middle, it's got black in the middle. Like I said, I saw on my deployment.
Like a Venn diagram almost?
Yes, but in the middle is black.
Huh.
I really need help with this.
Yeah, let me... Look, it's been a long day, Uncle Rob, and it's getting a little late. I'll tell you what day is it?
It is Sunday, May 26th.
So I've been doing this research, lunch breaks at work, whatever archives I have access to at home, whatever stuff I've kept for my own personal use. Yeah, God, it's almost dinner time. Lily's gonna kill me.
Well, just do it tomorrow. Will you?
Rob, Uncle Rob, I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon on my lunch break. I'll try and make some time in the morning, and if I don't get an answer to you by the afternoon, I'll stay late tomorrow, and I'll see what I can find at the university on it.
All right.
Just do me a favor. You feel comfortable drawing it? Send me a picture just as a point of reference?
Yeah, I can send it over to you.
All right, yeah, just text me a picture. It doesn't even have to be color accurate. Just label it, you know, red, blue, black. You know, do R, B, L, and B for black, or whatever you want to do.
I can figure it out.
All right, all right. Thanks, Uncle Rob. I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon, and if I don't have anything, then I'll stay late. I'll definitely give you a call tomorrow night.
All right, do me a favor.
Sure.
Let me know if you dream about it too.
Sure. Yeah, I'll... Okay.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Click. See you. All right. Shut my laptop down. Put my phone on the charge. Hopping in the shower, getting ready for dinner.
Hopping in the shower. Put the cold water on and the hot water, however you like it. And the water comes down and you kind of look out. Right before you hop in out the window, to see a blinking light.
Oh, no. All right. I'm finishing this fucking shower.
Hopping in the shower, getting out, getting changed. Lily's cooking dinner.
Go downstairs. Go across the street to that mailbox. Real quick. Just tell her I'm checking the mail. Checking on Tootsie as well.
Tootsie as well. Kind of comes up, rubs up against your leg as you make your way outside. Mailbox is there with a letter in it. Open it up to reveal a plane ticket and a message that reads Portland International Jetport, Portland, Maine, 3:30 tomorrow. Plane ticket has a departure time of noon.
God damn it. Monday morning, dude. All right. I'm walking in and I'm sitting down for dinner.
Dinner is uneventful. She has made some various pasta dish, which you enjoy. She asks you how work's going.
It's intense. It seems like every other day they're finding something new. I really didn't want a job that would be this intense, and I thought I was taking the safe route doing something like this, but my God, it just seems like every time they build up something new, they're digging up something that's of note. Just so much development going on in this country, and it seems like every time they build a new apartment building, a new industrial plant, a new park, they're finding just crazy stuff that for whatever reason this university wants to dip their feet into. It's driving me nuts.
Isn't that exciting?
Isn't it? Isn't. I mean, I'm like anyone else. I'm interested in certain things. I'm not interested in everything. There's a difference between a dinosaur bone and a Native American arrowhead.
Pierce, do you like this job?
Sure. No, I love what I do. It's the workload is getting insane.
Well, look, I mean, maybe it's not a bad idea to try to find work elsewhere.
No. I love where I am. And, you know, I mean, they take care of me.
Yeah, but if you're not happy...
I'm happy. I'm happy most of the time. I almost feel like they just need to hire someone else. Just give me a hand.
You should get an assistant.
That's what I'm saying. But it is what it is. Thank you for dinner.
You are very welcome, sweetheart.
I'm going to stay up late and do some research.
What are you looking into?
That flag.
So, roll history.
Come on, baby. Give me something.
You might need the dunce chair after this.
I know. I don't think I've rolled lower than the 90s all night.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've rolled really poorly.
34 on a 63.
34 on a 63. The way that he described it to you, with a white background, blue and red circles intersecting with black... in the intersecting bit. This does not fit, first of all, any country. Existing or pre-existing. Additionally, it does not relate to any known factions of existing countries. No militias, no lordships, no royal families of, you know, going all the way back to, you know, the Prussians and stuff like that. No proto flags for proto civilizations. A dead end. Even if you specifically eye in on Southeast Asia, nothing from the various factions that popped up.
No religious groups, no cults.
Nope, nothing like that. You do extend it into cults, and you don't find any kind of references to it there.
Hmm. I'm gonna shoot Uncle Rob a text.
Yep.
Hey, Uncle Rob. Hope I'm not keeping you up. Did some cursory research on the flag. Turned up nothing. Have to go on a business trip this week. We'll dive deeper when I get back.
Send. Delivered. No response.
That's it. I'm shutting the laptop. I'm going to bed. I'm going to call Lily from work tomorrow morning, and then I'll swing by the house and grab my clothes.
Okay. So, wake up to the morning from a text from Uncle Rob. It is a close-up selfie of his face that just says, "Thanks, Piercy boy." Make your way to work. Normal day. Say hello to the receptionist. Get to your desk. Do you do any work?
Pretend to.
Pretend to work.
I'm going to tell the receptionist that I have to run. I'm going to say around 10 a.m. I have to run. Got a call from an old professor of mine. Needs some help on a project. Leave a vacant message on my email. I'll be back sometime in the coming days, whatever.
So let me ask you this. For these operas, are you taking vacation time? Because you're not being allocated any time away from your office as of yet.
University, I'm on flex time, buddy.
How long will that last for is a question that boggles around in your mind, whether or not you will be allocated this luxury of being able to embark on Delta Green operations without any kind of repercussions from your place of work. That's a thought that does cross your mind. Make your way out.
Yeah.
Leaving. Where do you go?
Home.
Going home.
Packing a bag.
Packing a bag. Lily's at work.
I'm gonna shoot her a text.
Which reads?
It says, "Hey, I didn't want to call you while you were at work. Professor Fuddle called me. Says he found something about my research project. Going to take the train up to Maine for a couple days. We'll update you when I get there. I fed Tootsie. I love you. I'll see you in a few days."
Delivered with no response.
And I'm heading to the airport, doggy.
To the airport, going through check-in, going through TSA, getting to your gate. There is no response from Lily yet. Getting on your plane and embarking. So, over to Gauze.
Hello.
Your plane lands.
Yeah.
What does your trek home look like? Oh, I apologize. Sorry. For staying on the case, we have a possible sanity increase or decrease. It is 1d6 minus 3, which I'm going to roll. You're going to regain 1 point of sanity for staying on the case.
So, is that on my maximum or on my current sanity?
On
maximum.
Current.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, maximum is stuck.
So 2 points of sanity that time. I don't mind that. But strain, me and Uncle Rob.
Back to Gauss.
Okay.
Plane lands, and before you even do anything, for the destruction of the Bergamo and the cessation of any kind of incursion, you are going to regain 2 points of sanity.
Sweet. Can that go above my...
No, cannot go above your maximum.
Not max, but current breaking point? Is that a new max?
That is your new max. Yep.
Okay.
My max was 60, or my starting point was 60.
Anyways, what time and day is it?
Because you're a feeble-minded buffoon.
So you get on the plane, land down. I'd probably say it's about like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. On a Sunday.
Sunday. Office open on Sunday? 7 days a week? No, it's down south. Sunday's closed.
Big time.
Get off the plane feeling groggy, fucked up. Probably drive like 10 minutes outside of town, outside of rain, and then just like stop in a warm parking lot for like an hour and just like
decompress,
fucking run through my story and head on back home,
passing the statue of a frog, making your way back to your house.
Yeah.
Go inside.
Yeah.
Your son in the middle of a session with a tutor, which looks like it's about wrapping up. She's kind of standing up. Your wife is probably going to be home soon, and she's making her way out. Kind of brush past the tutor, and she looks at you. Gives you a smile.
Hey, how's it going here?
It's good. It's great.
Good? Wrapping up?
Yeah. Yeah, just heading out. We did some maths today. You know, some... trying to dip him into fractions, but it's a little hard.
Okay, he's doing good.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
great. Oh, fantastic.
Stuff, yeah, all good.
Stupendous.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Right, have a good one.
She makes her way out, and your son kind of peeks over, kind of gives you like a wide smile.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Dad.
How's it going?
Good.
You miss me?
Yeah. He kind of like runs up, and you can see he's not wearing any shoes as he like jumps up and grabs onto your leg.
Well, I'm back now, hopefully for a while. What do you want to do? You want to do anything more?
Can we go fishing?
Yeah, we can go fishing here.
Gives you another wide smile as he's looking up. He's kind of like grabbing onto your leg and looking up at you.
All right, I'm going to leave a note for the wife. Gone fishing. No, we got a sign.
You got a sign. It says...
I flip it to gone fishing.
Flip it to gone fishing.
Yeah, big time. And honestly... You go like fuck it, like 10 minutes away. Go to the local honey hole.
Yep. Go to the local pond. Pond hopping, making your way down there, bring a couple rods and go out fishing with them.
Yeah. And then I got a lot of stuff I want to do. Go fishing probably till like sunset, and then
during that time he's generally not oblivious, but he doesn't prod why you've been away. Mm-hmm. Where are you at? Where'd you go? What'd you do? He doesn't ask questions like that.
It's a good kid.
It seems genuinely like he is trying to soak up the time that he has with you, and it seems like he's having a really, really good time.
Awesome. Well, I will bring him on back home.
Yep.
For supper time.
Yep. Wife is there, gives you a kiss, asks how it went. The rather vague question, but asks nonetheless.
Good, you know, medicine was on back order. I got held up, but we ended up getting them all good. Didn't lose one, so.
She gives you like a solemn nod. Dinner is good. Country fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans. What does the next 2 weeks look like, and what endeavor do you want to search?
I don't know what the mechanic is.
Tell me what you want to do, and we can probably fit it to something.
Yeah, so I figure we'll do it at the end. First thing I want to do, I want to go into the office on Monday. I want to... Gabapentin is not a controlled substance.
It is not. No, it is not.
The average bovine weight is 1,400 pounds, about 635 kilograms. gabapentin dosage is like 20 milligrams per kilogram. It means I can get about 21,000 milligrams per day. The average prescription cycle for a cow is 21 days. So I feel like getting like a few months worth for human dosage.
I will grant you
this
your...
as I found that.
We are the sons of the hogs you couldn't crank.
Fun fact.
I will grant you all of the gabapentin you want,
yeah,
as well as a program point, if you answer one question for me.
Sure.
The second this question exits my lips, I need an answer. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What is the name of the cow?
Marcy.
Marcy. Marcy can get her G-pack.
Crazy thing is...
Is that one of your special skills that he just has unlimited access to gabapentin?
No. No, but I love the conceptualization for me makes sense. It is not a shiver skill. But
the gabapentin shiver skill.
Being a veterinarian, especially in the spot that you are, you have the feeling that you can get this cycle of medication. Mm-hmm. However, the repercussions that it carries if it's investigated may be forthcoming, and you understand that.
Yeah.
The order is placed and we'll arrive tomorrow.
That's crazy, because I have one more.
What else?
I need, you know, a horse needs some surgery, needs to be tranquilized. Need some horse tranquilizers.
Ketamine is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to need a bureaucracy roll.
He's rolling for ketamine.
I'm using this program point.
Episode 22, Gauze goes to a K-hole.
He's getting the special K. I
guess a 1 on a 50.
Oh my god.
You are able to fabricate the reports necessary in order to acquire the ketamine that you so desire.
Thank God for that program point, because the first one was a fail.
However, this too requests the name of the animal.
The horse?
The horse.
See Busket.
Busket. See Busket.
Busket.
See Busket.
See Busket requiring ketamine.
See Busket is allocated an amount of ketamine that is strictly a one-time supply. This cannot be renewed. This is not on a cycle. This cannot be refilled.
Yeah. I miss a step. Somewhere in the middle there. Probably on the plane. Gauze was looking up like anxiety disorder treatments. He's like, he's looking through all these fucking like therapy, medication. It's all a little too long term for him. But he looks at what the people in the Nordic countries are doing. They're doing ketamine treatments. He decides that's his path. So that's a bit out of sequence, but that it was a part of it there.
Okay. What do the next 2 weeks look like as a broad stroke? I want you to just straight up, what are you doing?
Straight up. Going to Jolene to ask her if she can fucking trip sit me while I do ketamine treatments.
How big is Seabusket? Because, like, we got big horses and we got horses. You know what I mean? Like, how much ketamine did this
Seabusket is an average size horse. He's been allocated an amount of ketamine to fit for an average size horse.
Okay. And it's a lot more than a human needs.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to treat this. Honestly, I think you're going to therapy and not sharing truthfully.
I think so, yeah.
That's the vibe that I'm getting.
Yeah.
So we're going to treat it like that. So I need you to reduce a non-Delta Green bond by 1.
It's going to be the wife.
And typically how this goes is that you will roll luck. You will roll luck, or you will roll the therapist's psychotherapy skill. Mm-hmm. However, I'm going to treat this as a roll of luck, or Jolene's unnatural skill.
I just choose which one I think's higher.
I'm not going to tell you which one's higher. Or I'm not going to tell you what Jolene's unnatural is.
If I do it luck, can I do the rerolls or no?
You can. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm putting it on Jolene. I'm letting her do her fucking singing bowls, everything.
Okay. So, First of all, reduce that non-Delta Green bomb by 1.
It's Jolene because she has to watch you fucking...
Yeah, I think that's... I was going to say that at first, but then I think it is just Jolene. I think Jolene's going down by 1 because she has to fucking put up with me. She don't deserve that.
Okay. So... You show up to Jolene's.
Yeah.
The same similar scene that you've seen before. Stable outside, broken down barn, painted white house. What do you do?
Go up and knock on the door.
Knock, 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 knock. I'll be there in 1 second. Hold on. Ugh. Ugh. Creak. Open up to see an eccentric older woman wearing a purple bedazzled headband. Jabby baby.
Hey, lady, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. It's going. Listen, I was actually going to call you up. I need you to come in here for a second. I need you to take a look at Jean-Louis Boudoir. He's not really doing too well. I think he's running a fever. Can you please take a look?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, come in, come in. And he kind of like ushers you in, and you can see there's a small fox, which you recognize as seen previously, sitting in a chair. However, next to it, sitting down, almost roosting, looks like a wild turkey.
Awesome. Yeah.
She steps up really quickly, like pushing you past, ignoring whatever. It's almost like she's not thinking about why you're here. Like, oh my god, finally Jeb is here.
Yeah.
Brings you over. So I put that cath on just like you said, and it looked all good and all that, but he's not really doing too well. Can you please take a look at him? He's panting like crazy.
I'll take a look, yeah. How long has that cath been on? Like a month, whatever?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Okay. I'll take a look at it, see if signs of infection or whatever.
Roll medicine or science biology.
Science biology. Uh-oh. 89 on a 63.
There are certain things that are not hard to miss. One, internal body temperature is probably very, very high. Mm-hmm. No outward signs of infection on any kind of cuts, bruises, scrapes, or bumps. But it's not good. You've seen this in animals. Probably the closest you would probably guess would be like a cat. Internal infection, hard to suppress at this stage, late stages, probably affecting breathing and pulmonary tract. There's some nuances there that you're not able to pick up on, but that's the basis that's really hard to miss.
Mm-hmm. How long has he been like this? A while?
3-4 days.
4 days. Seems pretty bad. Seems internal. There might be some kind of medicine we can get. It's not looking great for him.
What can I do?
Could try him like an antibiotic or something like that. See what I have in my... I can go out to the truck and grab my bag.
Please.
Yeah. Go out, see if I can find anything like fever suppressant antibiotic.
Yeah, there are like some animal antibiotics. Amoxicillin for use in certain canines.
Yeah, I'll get her like a bottle worth of that and
yeah,
whatever dosages and...
Twice by mouth, daily.
Yeah.
And this'll help him out?
It'll help. If it's gonna help, if anything's gonna help, it's gonna be that.
All right. Thank you, Jebby. No, I'm sorry. You came all the way up here. Is there something you need?
Yeah. I didn't really know who to ask. Devinish, I remember last time I was here, I talked to you about this dream I was having. It's gonna be real messed up. Everything's gonna be real messed up. I feel
that ritual we did didn't help out.
It did. It did for a bit, but I don't know. I was reading online about something they're doing over in the Nordic countries for this kind of stuff.
Oh, ketamine?
Ketamine, yeah. And I got some.
You need some?
I got some extra.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a veterinarian after all, I mean.
Yeah, well, I never put two and two together. She kind of like looks off in the distance.
But yeah, I didn't want to do it around my kid, and I figured maybe you had some idea about it. I mean, it was like...
Oh, yeah, sweetheart, we can, oh, yeah, let me get some chairs, hold on. She kind of, like, stands up, moseys over. It looks like she's setting up a couch, kind of, like, moving it and toward it. Like, she's locked in.
Yeah.
This is not her first rodeo. This is not her first trip set. She knows exactly like what's going on.
The ketamine station is being set up.
Yeah.
The station. No.
She got a fucking preset saved.
She looks over at you. Did you eat something, baby?
I grabbed a donut.
When?
This morning.
When?
Like 8 a.m.
What time is it?
I don't know. Like noon 30.
Noon 30. All right, that should be fine. Have you ever done anything like this before, sweetheart?
No.
All right. Sit down. I'm going to go put some soup on. You're not going to touch that soup. That's mine, okay?
Okay.
I don't want you eating nothing.
All right.
Okay, I don't want you making no meth because the animals are going to eat it, and I don't want any of them touching it. Sit down. Get started, whatever you need to get started. And I'll be in a little bit, okay?
All right, yeah.
Okay. She steps away.
I pulled up my dose of ketamine.
How are you taking this ketamine?
Intravenously.
Intravenously injecting ketamine. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Delta Green. Yeah,
some could say I'm at my breaking point.
Now,
this is something.
I need you to roll medicine for me. Or pharmacy.
Do I have pharmacy? That's science, right? Science pharmacy?
No. Pharmacy is its own skill.
Who's it?
This is...
I'll be rolling medicine.
Could we ask for a more wild... Not wild vignette.
No. More... 36
on a 60. 36 on a 60.
I'm not ODing.
You're not
ODing. I'm not ODing.
Not too bad.
I'm also not UDing, which is way worse.
You take it down. Set it up. Get the syringe. Sterilize it. Alcohol pad. You have the edge of the metal tipped across your vein. You're just kind of like tapping it for a couple seconds. Thinking about it. Rubbing it down. Following your thumb all the way down your vein and bringing it back up. Putting it back down and bringing it back up. Syringe in your hand. Tap it twice. Get the air out. What do you do?
Injecting myself with ketamine.
Surge. As the metal pierces through, you can feel it. It's hot for a second. Take it out. Put the syringe back down. Lean back in a comfy red velvet chair. The edges itself are fuzzy and you start to rub them for a second. Jolene comes back into view. Gives you a soft smile. Steps up closely. Looks at you. You can just feel the edges of your vision start to fade. Deepen and darken, and you open them again and she's on the other side of the room. Looks like she's tending to some sort of altar. The same that was used for your previous ritual. Close your eyes again. Open them and your head is on its side. You're laying on your side now. This deep throbbing feeling that you feel. And it's rhythmic in the way that it comes into you. This pounding. Like drums. Bouncing across all the soft edges of your head, but it's just black. Single speck of light, similar to that that came out of the castle you saw above the Bergamo, piercing through this darkness, back into you. You look up, you open your eyes, and you can hear this voice, and it's saying softly, "Peace of the soul, the body rests. Peace 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 of the soul, the body rests." And you can feel this voice fall into these echoing thumps that bang out like drums. Take a deep breath. Open your eyes back up. And you're in the Bergamo. Upstairs. Door to your left leads to Thomas's room. Door to your right to Janice's. You look back to the door you came in from, and it's just blackness outside. Nothing extending all the way out. Close your eyes again, and you open them to find yourself in the backyard of Clyde Bowman's cabin. But there's nothing there. The cabin isn't there. The shed, the outhouse, nothing except for the septic tank. Echoing from inside the septic tank, the same voice. Peace of the soul, the body rests. Peace of the soul, the body rests. You shoot up, sweating, laying in the same velvet couch. You wipe off your hands, drenched in sweat. Jolene, standing there. You okay, Jibby baby?
Am I awake?
Yeah, you're awake. You're okay. Here, I got some soup for you. Pushing out a bowl of soup.
I can't imagine I'm hungry at all.
No, you kind of hold it in your hands and she looks up at you. Peace of the soul, the body rests.
Peace
of the soul, the body rests.
Were you saying that?
Peace of the soul, the body rests. Blackout again. Open your eyes. You're in a conference room. The head of the table, and you sit out, and you look out, and far, far at the end, you see a person believed to be Marlene Bowman, drenched in sewage, skin peeling off, hair falling out, looking back at you. Peace is the soul. The body rests.
What does that mean?
Peace of the soul. The body rests.
Peace of the soul? I don't understand. I don't.
And you snap back awake. Red velvet chair. Jolene on the edge, almost shaking you, slapping the side of your face. Jebby, you okay? You okay, sweetheart?
Yeah. What were you saying?
Huh?
Peace of the soul?
Peace of the soul. Where'd you hear that?
You weren't saying that?
No.
I heard it over and over.
Peace of the soul.
The body, peace of the soul, the body rests.
How do you know that?
I kept hearing it over and over. It was just pounding in my head.
Right, relax, I'll get you some water, baby. Just
no soup.
I don't got no soup. I ate it all.
Yeah.
Relax.
Just put my head in my hands and...
Taking deep breaths, grounding yourself back. Touch the edges of the velvet. Look back out. You see Jean-Louis Boudoir just sitting in his chair. Sun is still out. You feel like you're here. You're grounded. Jolene comes back with a cup of water, hands it out to you. How do you know that, baby?
I've never heard it before. What does it mean?
She kind of like pauses for a second. It's not important.
It's gotta be. It's all I heard.
Listen, sweetheart. Do you remember when I taught you that hand sign thing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe this might help you too. And I'm not gonna pry. I'm not gonna dig into you. I see that you're troubled. That might help you too. Peace of the soul, the body rests. The meditation strategy taught to me by my mama. And her mama, for her. Her mama before her, too. Listen. Do you trust me?
Yeah.
Finish that glass of water.
Okay. Drink the water and...
Take some time. Drink the water. Now... I want you to close your eyes. don't you put one hand up, one hand facing out, pointed down, kind of like this.
Yeah, I do that, yeah.
Keep your eyes closed. Just repeat to yourself, peace of the soul, the body rests.
Peace of the soul, the body rests.
Now peace don't of the soul, stop
the body
that.
Rests. A
Keep
piece of
going.
The soul, the body rests. A piece of the soul, the body rests.
Do that. Piece Continue of the soul, on.
The body rests.
Repeating the phrase. Yep. 60 seconds pass by. You open your eyes. Completely calm. This anxiety fades. Your mind becomes clear. Everything else is unaffected. Look back at her with this weight lifted off of you. I need you to roll sanity.
58 on a 52.
58 on a 52. You are going to lose 4 points of sanity.
Hell yeah. I said 52, right? 48.
You're also going to lose an additional 1 on top of that. For casting the ritual known as Soothing Song.
So Soothing Song. Alright.
You feel better, baby?
I feel like I can float away.
Good. You need to be careful with that. Now, my mama's mama. Well, her mama. They were... how do I say it? They had thoughts that other people didn't agree with, and they wanted to hurt them for that.
Okay.
This, what they did, to protect themselves from that hurt.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad it brought you some sort of peace, clarity, but you cannot go to that well too often, Jebba baby.
Okay, I'll try not to, but I don't. Why not? What?
My mama used to say that it takes a part of you every single time that you do it.
A piece of the soul.
Body rest.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I haven't felt like this in. I don't even ever.
Well, it's all about balance. And you're all the way at the tippy-tippy top peak. And you started all the way at the bitty-bitty bottom-bottom. This is a way to help you get to the middle ground. That balance. Because you'll fall off from the top.
Right, okay. Hope I don't, but I guess we'll see.
Me neither, baby. Well, I'm glad I could be some help to you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's... I don't know how I can repay you. Whenever you got problems with anything around here, you know you can always call me, but if there's anything else you need besides that, let me know.
I will. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me in.
I could always use the company.
Of course.
Even if we don't have to do none of this wacko ritual business.
Yeah, I'm sorry to come over and ask for stuff the last 2 times, but...
It's fine. You've done enough for me that I have to repay you in some kind.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, baby.
I'll be seeing you around.
You too, Jebby, baby.
Make my way out.
Make your way out. Sunlight hits you. It's late in the afternoon. You can feel it. It just feels good. Your whole body feels light. Even down to your back pain. Nothing.
Mr. Blue Sky's playing.
Big time. Make your way back to your car. And leave.
Yeah.
Anything else specific that you want to do in your downtime?
That's all I got.
So the rest of the time is just spent... spending time with the family, maybe falling back into any kind of work business that you have.
Taking some vacation days.
Yep. Just recouping.
Yeah.
Do you use this ritual at any other point?
During that time, no. No.
On your drive home, probably about an hour after this interaction, it fades. Slowly creeping and crawling back from the darkest, deepest pits of you, this anxiety starts to lay its hooks. You feel it back again. Momentary respite, but enough to let you find your bearings again. 2 weeks pass until you receive correspondence from a very familiar church. Through your various means, you find information and a plane ticket. Information reading Portland International Jetport, Portland, Maine, 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. How do you disembark?
Imagine the wife's home. Go in, back from where I got the information from, and bottom rungs being stepped on again. Getting shipped out, Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Tennessee. I don't even know how we have an account out there, but they found a way.
How much of this travel stuff is going to be like this?
Until we get a newer guy than me.
Jesus.
Short of the stick again, but at least it's OT.
Marcel, just keep it together. I mean, please text me at least.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't have a lot of reception last time, but I'll make it a point to stay in touch.
Like, I'd send a postcard or something.
I don't plan on being out that long, hopefully, but...
All right. Look, I got a lot to give. I understand all this stuff, but just don't forget about us.
I won't.
I love you.
Love you. Head on to the airport.
To the airport with one half of G-Cell set with their vignettes and ready to continue on at their next night at the opera. That is where we're going to pick up next session.
Thank you for listening to this installment of 12 Gauge, a Nasty Table production.